I keep turning my microphone on and off, and then I realized I was told before Mass that I was going to be controlled from a cough closet, so I don't have to worry about the microphone. Okay. I'm not quite sure what else you can do, but we'll find out. Okay. One of the ministries that I got involved with, I guess about 12 years ago now, is a ministry that I really didn't want to get into at first. And I had worked on Curcio for many years and very, very much enjoyed that. And then I found out that there was a group that was taking Curcio into prisons, and that was called Kairos Prison Ministry. And when I heard about it, I thought, well, I'm pretty happy just staying with Curcio. I don't think I want to go into this prison thing. And besides, it's ecumenical. And I'd rather stay here where I know I can talk about the Eucharist. I might not be able to talk about it there. And so I was very happy in that decision until one day I was taken to lunch by two of my Curcio buddies. And it turned out that one of them was going to be leading the next Kairos weekend up at the California Medical Facility in Vacaville. And it became clear by the end of that lunch that I was going to be working on at least one Kairos weekend. Okay. And so I did, and what happened is on the weekend I kind of got hooked, and so I've been doing it ever since. The thing of it is that, first of all, we're told before we go into the prison that the two really kind of main features of prison life, so to speak, are power and control. And so that tends to be what you run into. And so we were told, first of all, not to be played. But also, going in there, what we are about, really, is speaking to them about God's love. That there is a God who loves them. That we are there to love them. And that there's a community who loves them as well. And this is really rather stark, as far as they're concerned. Because I think many of them had decided long ago that God has given up on them, because so many other people have as well. And so the motto, so to speak, it seems like a rather simplistic one in a sense, is listen, listen, love, love. We spend most of the weekend on tables with them. So at a table we'll have three team members and six of the men in blue, the prisoners, and we just listen. Yes, we're giving a course in Christianity and we're discussing each talk afterwards. Yes, that's what it's about. But we're there not to judge them. We're there not really to convert them either. We're not going to say, you sign up here, you can become a Catholic or a Lutheran or whatever. No. We're to tell them about Jesus Christ. And hopefully that they will be able to continue their relationship with Jesus Christ in prayer groups after we leave. And that's what it really is all about. And it does have an impact. Normally we have about 42 of the men on a weekend. And sometimes at the end of a weekend we will hear something like, well, when I came to the prison, I was determined I was going to be the baddest guy here. I was going to be the one, the strongest, the most ruthless, the most feared, etc. And then talks about the fact that on the weekend that they found something different. They found essentially a new way of living. Sometimes we don't hear that until sometime after the weekend, but it's often we hear something like that. What we're doing is we're planting seeds. Sometimes I think the way I look upon it is sometimes we're planting the seeds. Sometimes we're watering seed that other people have planted. Sometimes maybe we're just tilling the soil. But what we're doing is trying to get them to understand, yes, there is a God who loves them, and that God is not going to give up on them. God loves them all the time, no matter what they may have done. There's nothing they can do to make God love them more, nothing they can do to make God love them less. And so I remember talking to a chaplain there a number of years ago who said that almost any time they'd ever run into one of the men in blue who had really turned their lives around, is almost invariably they had been on a Kairos weekend. And sometimes we hear on the weekend things like, I remember one prisoner saying at the table, I woke up happy this morning. And I don't think that happened for a long time. it seems like we haven't been in prison these days, you know. Okay, it's not that we want to give them a respite necessarily, but we want to show them something else. We want to show them another way of living. In reaching out to these men in blue, and it's a few clergy go in every weekend, it's mostly lay people that do that. And reaching out to them, what we are doing is, I think, a lot of what Jesus was telling his disciples to do, you know, in the gospel today. I believe it's also what the Pope Francis has asked us to do. And then he said, what we need is missionary disciples who will go to the people who are on the edge and minister to them. That they won't come to us, but we need to go to them. And it's a privilege, it's an honor to be able to go and do that in some way. And I know that happens in this parish too. I know it happens a lot. I've heard Father Brendan talking about the programs that the parish has a little bit. And kind of the decision process for doing them. I'm here, as you know, because Father Brendan and Father Edgar are in Nicaragua, of all places, okay? And they've gone down, I understand, with 50 members of the parish, and they're doing ministry down there. Ministry, I think, mainly a building, you know, basically taking care of very basic physical needs. There are other ways, of course, in which all of us have the opportunity to reach out to other people as well. I know that there are programs in which perhaps even in our own community, perhaps at least in San Jose, there are people who take care of, you know, work in food kitchens, who work in feeding people, work in, you know, finding out people's needs and addressing them. There's a lot of ways in which there are reach out ministries that people can become involved in. And so that's always important to have. There's another way of reaching out to people as well. And I think an example of that came from something that I read when I was reading up about this gospel. And it was a sister, a nun, who was talking about someone that she had met who had entered religious life in Romania. And it was at a time when religion was outlawed in Romania. And so what it was is that there were groups of monks, of nuns, etc., who were living underground, so to speak, you know, living in secret. And she was a factory worker, and she ran into a group of people that really seemed to have a different sort of attitude. And she was attracted to them, simply by the way they seemed to carry themselves. And so as she got to know them, after a while they admitted, yes, that they were believers, they were religious people, and she was invited to join them in their house. After a while, when more trust was established, learned out that they were basically a religious congregation, and she was invited to join them. Okay, but they hadn't gone to her and said, oh yes, this is a vocation brochure, would you like to join us? But basically they attracted her simply by the way they were living. And I suspect it's true that there are people here that have had the same sort of thing happen with them. That simply by the way that they've lived their lives, they found other people saying, now what is it? What is it that you found? And I'd like to find that too. But what Jesus is telling us is that, telling us, not just the 72 people he sent out, that what we are about is proclaiming the kingdom of God. When we pray the Our Father, we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if we are praying for that, and if we really want that to come true, if we take it seriously and believe that it can come true, then we can do something to help make that happen. Maybe in very small groups, maybe very small ways, but we are about building up the kingdom of God, making it real for people around us as well as for ourselves. And we pray that we will be able to listen to the Spirit, listen to what it is that we are being told, the ways that we are being told to reach out to other people, the ways in which we are being asked to be witnesses to the kingdom of God. witnesses to God's love, and that we can help make that real in our world among the people around us.